Exciting news, the Planet Peterson store on Shopify is now open. Click the top link in the description to go to Shopify, where you can check out shirts, stickers, digital artwork, and more. Thank you.
That's not true.
There are organisms that do not require oxygen to live.
And plant life as well?
Not plant life, no.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, all right. I got a question. Well, let's stay back on topic because, you know, I guess it's just like the Finks, you know, even people that know stuff could debate if it was 4,000 or 14,000 years. But regardless of that, I got a question when it comes to evolution, right? The question I have is, it has to do some of the stuff that everybody was talking about, more along the lines of how the evolution happened, right? So we all came from the water, right? We can all agree on that?
Life originally evolved in water, yeah.
Okay, we all came from the water, and it was our, and through that, we evolved, right? Based upon our needs, necessities, et cetera, et cetera.
No, that's Lamarckian evolution. Okay, organisms don't evolve according to their needs. They evolve, and niches are basically created based on what is most opportunistic.
Organisms don't evolve, populations evolve.
That's
okay, all right. But y'all can't really give me a modern evolution that we've seen, right? There's no thing that can actually be given that we
long-term
have seen.
Yes, right?
yes, we can. For example, what's it called? Venereal canine transmissible tumor.
And the long-term E. coli experiment as well.
Well, that could have come from many things other than just evolution in today's standpoint. Right?
Except we know it came from evolution because their genomes have been sequenced.
Gene sequencing is done by man, so you cannot say that is evolution because man can do that. That is a thing that is done. That's called gene splicing.
No. The experiment just runs its course, and then we analyze their genomes after some time has passed. You're insinuating that what we're doing is manipulating their genes. That's not what we do.
No. I'm saying that it's the thing about it is, okay, you have to take the possibilities out of the things that we can do based upon the things that are, right? Now,
EJ, EJ, we have kept several populations of E. coli in a laboratory, and we are over 10,000 populations, so 10,000 generations. And we have seen several traits evolve in this population of E. coli. It's called the long-term E. coli evolution experiment. We are literally seeing evolution happen in real time.
Yeah, but not to this scale. Not the scale of man, right? You haven't seen anything.
What does that mean? Are you trying to tell me that we've never seen a new species appear?
All right, let me ask you this. So dogs came from wolves, right?
That's true.
Dogs are wolves. They're the same species.
Yes. And back a long, long, long time ago, wolves came around man and they hunted together. They were hunter-gatherers together, right?
It's probably something like that, yeah.
Okay, yes. So how come the many, many years that man was around, the many, many years that wolves are around and being together, how come they didn't evolve as much, even close, a fraction of what man has, right?
That's not even remotely true. Humans, the humans we have today are the same they were 300,000 years ago. The dogs of today aren't even close to the dogs of 20,000 years ago.
German Shepherds 150 years ago, and you will see a totally different dog.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, a dog, they've sort of de-evolved, not evolve.
No, de-evolution is not a thing. No, please, don't say it. De-evolution is not a thing.
Yeah, you're right. We can't say it's evolution through breeding, but regardless.
It's artificial selection. It's evolution the same way.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me ask a question. All right. How did hands evolve? What was the evolution of? Because I heard that lady talk about how, you know, we have tendons trying to say the same thing in monkeys and stuff like that. But a lot of animals have that. You have raccoons. You have possums. You have other animals that have that. So that's just a similarity. That's not a actual, you know, thing when it comes to that.
You will need to define your question. Are you asking how did the primate and hand evolve, or how did the appendages that we could call hands evolve?
Yeah.
What's your question?
How did the hands evolve? What was the cause of hands evolving?
I say you need to define your question. Primate appendages or general appendages? What's your question?
General appendages. Let's start with general appendages.
Okay, so how did any kind of appendage evolve?
Through the modification of Hox genes.
What was the cause of a hand evolving? What was the cause?
The way any organism has any trait that it has are through changes in genes or gene expression.
EJ, do you understand why I asked you that? Why it's different asking why did a hand of a primate evolve and why did a general appendage like the feet of a gazelle or the hoof of a horse evolve? It's very different. The evolutionary stage that you are asking is different.
Okay, what was the purpose of a hand evolving?
There's no teleology in evolution.
Well, we needed legs to walk on land, right?
We could have... Snakes don't need legs to move around on land. There's no teleology in evolution.
Snails don't need legs. Snails just move well on land without legs.
Worms, mollusks, snakes, all kinds of organisms don't have legs that live on land.
Okay. So it's just a thing of that. Okay, I get what you're saying. All right, so let's stay with snails, not
mollusks.
Okay, you're right. There's no, you're right.
Gastropods and there's, are mollusks.
Never mind. I was right twice.
Yes.
You're right. There's snails in the sea too, right?
That is correct.
In the sea too. Okay, and they're more creatures in the sea, right?
Well, I don't know what you mean by creature, but that could be true and false depending on what you mean. There are far more land species.
There's more species.
EJ, I'm going to stop you right now. Do you realize that? I'm going to stop you because I know exactly where you are going. The environmental pressures that led some animals to move out of the sea are not the same environmental pressures that you see now. And you still are seeing some fish being able to breathe oxygen.
So you are still
seeing species of fish moving out to land.
Okay, how come I don't see any sea creatures with phalanges?
Phalanges?
Or hands.
You do.
Name one.
I wouldn't say hands, but frog. There are some types of frogfish that literally walk on the seafloor. There are mud skippers that literally walk around on land. They don't have hands like we have.
Sea lions don't have hands.
Yes, they do.
They have flippers. They don't have hands.
They have hands.
Like whales. Whales.
You can see the bones if you X-ray a sea lion.
They're not hands, though. They don't have fingers. It's a hand. Hold up. No, they are hands, right? They're just like in the same way that a whale's hand is covered up by a bunch of like a flipper. It's still a hand.
Yeah, but it's no. It does. It doesn't have. It's a hand. In that case, birds could be hands, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
I see what you're saying, but when I'm talking about hands, I'm talking about more like the scale of like hands like a raccoon, like a possum, like humans, like monkeys, you know, all these different species we have that actually have hands.
Right, so you moved the goalpost. You said, how come we don't see blank? We see blank. Well, what I meant was a different type of blank. So, like, what's the actual argument?
But see, that's not a hand. That's a wing, right? That's a flip.
It's a hand.
It's not a hand.
It has bones. It has all of that.
Everything has bones. A wing has bones, but it's not called a hand. It's not called a hand.
It's still a hand.
You're not hearing me. It's not called a hand.
It's a hand.
Wait, what species is that?
This is a seal. It doesn't specify
a
species.
He asked for a fish, not a seal, not a mammal.
Why is that seal? Did he say seal?
No, I'm asking for a fish. That's a
yeah. He said a fish.
Well, because he said that seals don't have hands.
He asked specifically for a fish.
Or a sea creature. Or a creature in the sea that lives in the sea.
Well, then aquatic, yeah, a lot of aquatic mammals have hands. So, yeah, then seals definitely have hands, and whales have hands.
I mean, they live in the sea.
Yeah.
They live in the sea. I mean, they don't have to come up for oxygen.
So, if we're just talking about fish, then, like, yeah, you could say mudskippers have a weird type of hand. But like I what is the point of this argument? Like why would the existent why would fish not having hands be a problem for the theory of evolution?
Look, hands.
I don't know.
So anyways, let's just we can pretend that no fish have hands.
I guess there's no need to grab anything in the sea, so therefore but then you do have the bottom of the sea,
right?
But who knows?
They could probably. So I mean, what?
There's a lot to grab. There's like you said. We also said there's plant life. So there's probably trees in the water. There's probably many different rocks. Oh, and they're live. They're live corals. So they have a bunch of life on it that they could.
EJ,
grab.
EJ, you're just saying words. What is the point of this argument?
No, the point of the argument is.
EJ, stick to the argument.
That's what I'm saying. There is no point. There is no point based upon the evolution of certain things, based upon the evolution of other things within two different types of environments. Because if that was the case, you would also see similarities based upon
it's
years
called
and
evolution.
Years.
We see huge amounts of similarities, but what's the point?
There's many points that I made. There's many points that I made based upon that.
You can't name one.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. I asked you a question. You couldn't name it. How did hands evolve?
Through the modification of Hox genes.
So there's no Hox genes in water.
Hox genes are something that organisms possess. It's part of your genetic composition.
So every organism possesses these Hox genes.
I don't think bacteria do, but every animal possesses them.
Every eukaryote has them.
Even water animals. Ones that breathe water.
Yes.
Hox genes are genes that control for the development of body parts.
Well, where is the one that has fingers and hands? Where is the
look up Ichthyostega. You'll see it.
Yeah, also, real quick as well, I'm going to briefly block you because everyone is kind of over talking to you. I can't understand anything. So, yeah, absolutely. I'll add you back. Okay.
Yeah, but also let's add something else in. Right. We got another fact in there. The fact that everybody came from the sea, so all these sea creatures have way longer lives. So I don't even know how long.
That's not. Sea. That's not true.
I thought all creatures came from the sea.
No, the thing about lifespan.
Well, evolution is all about lifespan, right?
No, it's
years
not.
Years and years.
No.
Of life.
No.
Right. That's evolution.
Evolution is not all about that in any way.
All right. So, time has nothing to do with evolution. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what that means. But what you're claiming is that evolution is all about lifespan. No, some of the most successful organisms on the planet live for a couple of weeks and then die.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about time as a whole. I'm talking about time as a whole.
You specifically brought up lifespan. So don't tell me that what you are actually talking about is time as in historical time.
When I said lifespan, I meant the span of life overall. Like, we all came from the water, right? But yet the water was here first.
You're just saying words. How long was the water here?